Hello, good evening. This is
Minister.
Follow me everywhere I go.
From the north, the south, the east, and the west, wherever you might be, whatever city you are representing tonight, we are bringing you a powerhouse on the call tonight that's going to enlighten you, to expand your mind and how you think about who you are as a woman, as an entrepreneur, as a woman in business, or if you're just a woman in marketplace trying to discover your purpose, we have the answers for you here on the Kingdom Girl Show. But before we get the show started, I just want to go over a few things, a few announcements that we need to make on the show, and one that is for anyone that calls in on the show tonight to ask questions of myself or our guests, you will be receiving 1 hour of free coaching session with myself, Minister Roxanne Brown Robinson. We want to help you get to your place of purpose in 2016. And don't forget the Kingdom Girls Movement Contest that is going on, where we are going to be featuring women from 10 different cities across the country in March for International History Month, and we will focus on your stories. God has so much in store for you, and even though January is almost over, we still have time to get in position and become everything that God has called us to be. When I think about how successful women think, one thing comes to mind. And this is a quote from James Allen, who says, "You are today where your thoughts have brought you. You will be tomorrow where your thoughts take you." And I think that is a profound statement for all of you Kingdom women out there who know that you have a plan, you have a purpose. 2016 is the year of movement to plan, pursue, and make sure that you are in position for your blessing. So I hope you're all ready. We want to thank all of our listeners from all across the country. We want to thank everyone who supports KEI Radio and the Kingdom Girls Show. We are very grateful for your presence in our lives. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce my guest for tonight. Her name is Melissa Hall, and I like to think of her as the wealth coach, millionaires. She's a mom, she's an entrepreneur, and we would like for Melissa to come onto the line and introduce herself in her own way. So everyone, please give a round of applause for our astounding and most auspicious guest tonight, Melissa Hall. Good evening, Melissa. How are you?
Hi, Roxanne Minister. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm just great. It's a wonderful day on Wealthy Wednesday.
You know that, right? I just love that. I'm so excited to be sharing this moment with you, the opportunity to share about how Kingdom Women in Business rock. But, you know, your question was, or you wanted to give me the opportunity to introduce myself. And, of course, you said that, you know, I'm a mother. First of all, I'm a child of the King. I am a Kingdom ambassador. That's most fundamental to everything else that I do. I do a number of things. And besides being a mom, I am also an attorney, a certified international planner, financial planner. I'm a certified coach, image and etiquette consultant. You know, there's a lot more that I do. But and I'm also the managing director of a major government corporation here in the Bahamas. But I'm just truly excited to be on the show with you today to share what's on my heart from the Lord and to really be able to empower women to move forward. I've decreed and declared that this is the year for every woman that's connected to me, that somehow supports me. This is indeed the year that God is about to elevate you. There's going to be acceleration in your life, and there's going to be divine manifestation, and of course, we're going to be having a celebration. This is the year when God is about to use you to impact the nation so that the power of God can be revealed throughout the earth.
Amen. That was a great introduction, Melissa, and I'm so grateful for God using you tonight and you allowing yourself to be used by God. So, ladies and some of the gentlemen who might be listening tonight, our topic for today's show is entitled God's Ideal Woman is a Kingdom Woman in Business Who Builds Wealth. Now, I want to say to you that I did not have this mindset even 10 years ago, but as God began to deal with me and take away those hindrances, where I needed to be validated by other women that were in my so-called circle at the time, it wasn't until, Melissa, that I began to think outside the box of who I really was to God, who I really was to the women that I coach and mentor, to my friends, my family, and God clearly told me that I was a woman who had a kingdom mentality, who wanted to build kingdom wealth for her life, for her to leave a legacy for her children and her grandchildren. So I'm no longer apologizing for who I am, and we need to boast about what God has done in our lives to create an atmosphere where women who are longing and searching for an answer as to who they are so they can also be empowered. Wouldn't you agree?
Most definitely, Minister. I would, first of all, definitely agree with the fact that, you know, fundamentally, Scripture says, as a man or a woman thinketh, so is she or he. And so based on that, whatever you're thinking, what is the most dominant thought in your mind will be manifested in your life. And so when you begin to think with a kingdom mentality, with the mentality that God has created and designed you to be a woman of influence, a woman of diligence, one who knows to dominate a specific sphere of influence, and you know that you have kingdom authority, that you are anointed for a particular field, and that you are a leader, because God needs women to lead. We need more leading ladies who can blaze trails and become pioneers and leave a kingdom legacy for others to follow. And when you begin to think like that, have a kingdom mentality where this is about advancing the kingdom of God here on earth, then everything about your life begins to shift. You begin to understand the importance of why we need wealth, not only in the form of money, but also in the form of relationships, in the form of intellectual ability, in the form of being healthy, and in the form of having a most powerful spiritual relationship with God. You understand that it's important for us to build wealth so that we can advance the kingdom of God. And so, yes, totally agree with you. The kingdom mentality is fundamental. It is the basis of which we can grow and prosper in the earth according to the plan and purpose of God.
Amen, Melissa. That was awesome. And as you were speaking, I don't know, my face just lit up with exuberance, because that word shift was very profound as you were speaking, because all week long, God keeps saying, yes, there is a shift in the atmosphere. Don't look at the bad report of what your financial situation might look like right now, ladies. Don't look at whatever relationship you might be in. But if you are willing to think outside the box and become a kingdom girl with the kingdom mentality, God is going to shift you into another position where you is look forward, because we all know that 2016 is the year of moving, and it's time for us to plan and pursue and do everything that God is calling us to do, because guess what? If we don't do it, he will give it to somebody else to do. Now, Melissa, I know you have a lot of things going on, and I just want to share briefly with the audience that I met Melissa at the Activate Conference here in Atlanta with Lucinda Cross in 2015. I was one of the virtual speakers. But what brought my attention to Melissa was that Melissa was a woman who was very poised. She was very confident about who she was, and she spoke so eloquently into the atmosphere to encourage the men and women that were in the workshop that she facilitated, as well as being the host of introducing some of the speakers that were at the conference. And she actually just blew my mind, because it made me realize that I was not walking this journey alone, that there were other women just like me who thought the same way that I did. So there's something that you wrote on one of your posts, I believe it was last week, when you said, what is abundance? And I believe that tonight the women would like to hear you share your thoughts, whatever God has given you to talk about. What does that really mean when we say that we have abundance?
Well, you know, when we talk about abundance, there's a distinction between abundance and wealth. Of course, we know that the Lord has called us to live life abundantly. And when we think of abundance, we think that we are to have more than enough, that there is so much resources, so many opportunities. There is the world that God has created, the universe that is available. And so when we talk about abundance, we're talking about living, thinking, and doing things in a large and a big way. I think that's the easiest way for me to really express abundance. Living, thinking, and in a major way, in a big way, and in the way that God designed us to be representative of Him here on the earth. And so this is a very simple interpretation of what it means to have or to be living in abundance.
Amen. Now, you have, I believe, several different businesses, and I know that there are a lot of women who are listening that would like to know, how do you conduct, say, a coaching session with someone who wants to know how to build wealth? But what I want you to do, and I know that the Holy Ghost is in divine alignment with what I'm saying, is I want you to just flow and begin to speak as if you were speaking to one of your potential clients, somebody that you've been working with for a while, or whatever way the Lord leads you to lead us into that place where we start to think about how we can be kingdom women in business to build wealth.
Thank you so much. And so when we think about building wealth, the first thing I would always share with women is the fact that you are made in the image and the likeness of God.
Yes.
And every time you think about being created in the image and the likeness of God, it represents and it says that you have been designed with power and ability to occupy, that's to do business until God returns. And when we talk about occupying, we talk about learning how to save, learning how to trade, learning how to invest, learning how to become an entrepreneur, learning how to multiply that which God has given you as an individual. One of the things I always share is the fact that there are universal principles to build wealth, and that there are distinctive principles to build wealth. The universal principles are the basic principles that can be used by everybody. But when you begin to understand that you are made in the image and likeness of God, and that you are a very unique and a very distinct individual, and that God has created you with special gifts, talents, skills, abilities that He expects you to learn how to master, you begin to look at your life in a different way. And when we think about building wealth in a distinctive manner, it says that you have to find a way through prayer, through coaching, through mentorship, through reading, through building a solid relationship with God, you have to find your unique way to build wealth by virtue of discovering your purpose, the why. Why were you born? Why did God place you on this earth? Who have you been assigned to? There is a specific person. There's a specific tribe. There are specific people that are waiting for you to come forward, waiting for you to make a move. And you have to find a way. Your gift will make room for you, and when you find your gift, Your gift could be speaking. Your gift could be singing. Your gift could be writing. Your gift could be real estate investment. There are so many things. When you begin to discover the gift that the Lord has placed on the inside of you, and you begin to cause that by way of the Spirit to be activated, then you will begin to understand that wealth will be attracted to you. Wealth in the form of relationships, wealth in the form of money, wealth in the form of opportunities is going to become attracted to you. But you must first of all understand who you are and whose you are and why God put you on this earth, so that you can begin to walk in a level of dominion and prosperity. The second thing I would say is that we have to learn how to be good stewards.
Oh, yes.
God has blessed us with. And we know about the parable of the talents. We know about the parable of the minutes. And the fact that God has assigned to each one of us an opportunity, a way for us to multiply, to increase, to expand, to grow what it is that he has blessed us with. And so we have a responsibility to walk in a level of potential, unlock our wealth potential that God has placed on the inside of us, so that we can begin to achieve what it is that God has in store for us. But this can only come when you begin to understand who God has called you to be and the people that God has assigned you to. Minister Rockland, I know that God has not assigned me to everybody. There is a specific type of woman that God has assigned me to. They will hear my voice. They will be moved. They will be activated. They will be set in motion. They will be empowered based on what I say to them and the level of expertise and excellence that is demonstrated in the way that I conduct business. And so there is a level of stewardship that God is requiring and expecting even us as women to be able to handle at a particular level. It brings me to the point of the virtuous woman, the Proverbs 31, virtuous woman.
Yes.
When you begin to study this woman in depth,
yes,
this woman was, I mean, wearing many hats. She had many roles. She was an investor. She was a real estate investor. She traded as a merchant. She made, she sold. I mean, she was a nurturer. She cared. She was a networking woman. She knew what was going on in her community. And this woman was carrying out these various portfolios, and we know the story behind her, to the point where her husband and everyone who knew her thought of her and called her a very great woman. A great woman because why? Did not sit down and allow the gifting or the talent or the skills that she had to lie idle. She began
to
move in motion, and she began to do business, and she began to plan, she began to prepare, she began to position herself, and she made sure that she set things in order so that she is able to build wealth to sustain her family and her living. And so there is a level of stewardship that I would also say to women at large, that there is an expectation that God,
yes,
God has of you to represent him in the earth. And then, of course, I would say that, you know, in that expectation, we must learn how to manage it properly. We must learn how to prioritize. We must learn that, first of all, the Word of God tells us in Matthew 6 and 30, they say, to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and
yeah,
will be added unto you. So when you are looking for an addition, when you are looking for increase, when you are looking for multiplication, when you are seeking to live more abundantly, the key to doing that is to seek God first, is to put him first. Make him your priority. For me personally, it is during my prayer time, it is in my relationship with the Lord, that the Lord begins to download and release, hallelujah,
mm-hmm,
favor and anointing and ideas and wisdom and witty invention into my brain cells, and then I go to work. But this does not happen for me. I don't know about anyone else, but this is how it happens for me. And
okay.
I find that through prayer, I get being birthed forth. And this is how I'm able to achieve. Many people ask me, how do you do all the things that you do? And honestly, I can say, Minister, it is because of my relationship with God. I cannot attribute this to nothing else or nobody else. It is because I know my God. And I made a decision a few years ago when I was reading Dr. Miles Monroe, the Lord bless his soul, who rests in peace now.
Yes.
Dr. Miles Monroe wrote a book on potential. And he talks about the fact that how many people go into the grave, how many people die, and not fulfilling their dreams, and not living out the things that they really purpose in their heart and desire to do. And as I was reading that, even a few years ago, and as a young child, something permeated inside of me. And I said, God, if I'm to be like you, in fact, the Word of God talks about the fact that we are like little gods. I believe it was in the Psalm. And I said, God, if I am to represent you, if I am to do the things that you have called me to, then there has to be an awakening, an unlocking, an untapping of my potential.
Yes.
And based on that, I began to work for it. And I said, God, with the power of God, I know that all things are possible. And Lord, my desire is to make you smile. And I know if I make you smile, that I will have an impact and an influence on many individuals that I will come into contact with. And I begin to put things to work, and I begin to do, and I begin to study, and I begin to become a lifelong learner. I begin to make decisions that cause me to look and think generationally, that cause me to think globally, that cause me to begin to make a major shift in even some of the relationships that I have. Because those relationships, there are relationships that can hinder you. There are some relationships that God, hallelujah, there are some relationships that God has assigned to you, and there are some relationships that the enemy has assigned to distract you
for you. Go ahead and speak it.
Sometimes reject you. But I want somebody to know, whoever is listening, that the word of the Lord is that he said, the stone that the builders rejected will become the chief cornerstone. And while I was never in any way, form, or fashion, you know, overtly rejected, sometimes I did feel rejected because I stood out, that there was something different about me. And because of that, I always felt like something may be wrong. But it wasn't until I came into the revelation of who I am and worked in the Lord that I began to do things differently and began to watch God open up doors of opportunity. I know that there is something that God expects of me, and I want to make him smile. And finally, I would say this, okay? I would say that when God blesses you, when he empowers you, when he enlarges your territory, God is expecting you to protect it. He is expecting you to take care of it. And oftentimes, when the Lord begins to bless people who are in business or persons in authority, we tend to lose our focus and we tend to forget where our blessing came from. And God expects you to take care of it. He expects you to make wise decisions. He says, listen, I'm blessing you with this money. And even from a legal standpoint, you should have a will. You should have some kind of estate plan. You should have insurance. You know, these are some of the things that I believe that God expects people in the kingdom to be able to carry out and conduct themselves in a manner that is reflected in terms of what it is he wants to do through you and your seed in the earth. And so there are four areas that I talk about. You know, you have to know that, listen, wealth can be attracted to you, that God is expecting you to create it. You can create wealth through savings. You can create wealth through investing. You can create wealth through becoming an entrepreneur, whether it's network, marketing, whatever it is. God expects you to manage it. He expects you to be a good steward over it, and God expects you to protect it. But more importantly, God expects you to use your ability, your talent, your gifts, and your skills to bring glory to him here in the earth.
That's the key word, to bring glory to him. And I know that as we walk through our journey, as we are continually trying to get to our destination, whatever that might be, God is clearly speaking about the things you're just talking about, that level of stewardship. And when he gives us something, he wants us to manage it and manage it well. And we cannot be lazy about what God has called us to do. There are probably some women who are on the call tonight that have been listening week after week after week, month after month after month, and they're not getting to the place of purpose because they're not allowing these types of things that Melissa is saying to download into their spirit to believe that God has given you something to do. And so I know, Melissa, that I can hear the compassion and the passion in your voice on how you really want these women who you are specifically assigned to get it, to think outside the box and realize that they can have the abundant life. They can live in a way where God will bless them tremendously. But so many women, Melissa, don't you think, are still caught up in the days of their past and what has happened to them, and or looking at what somebody else is doing and not really focusing on what God said that they should do?
Most definitely. I find very often that the enemy is quite strategic.
Yes.
In causing women with potential to be stuck, stagnated, and frustrated. But I believe that when they begin to release all the negativity and let go of the oppression and deliverance, you see, because there's a level of deliverance that has to come so that they can move forward.
Yeah.
When they begin to take that leap of faith and say, okay, you know something, this happened to me. I had this experience, and I have a decision to make right now. I am at the crossroads. Let me tell you something. That is how Kingdom Women in Business birthed for me. I had an experience, minister. I had an experience, a church experience.
Church, oh boy. Church. Come on, talk about it.
I had a church hurt experience, and I had to make a decision whether or not I was going to allow that to crush me and keep me bound, or if I was going to use it to mobilize me and cause me to really move forward in the things of God. And let me tell you what happened to me. You know, when this event took place, I don't have time to really go into the details. I came home, and just as typical as every woman, I was very emotional. I cried.
Yeah.
We go
in there.
The last place you want to ever feel hurt is in the church. Because I don't know about you. When I go to church because I feel like, hey, that's my support system. I've been out in the world system all week. I would get into the house of the Lord so I could free myself and I could be around people who support God's will and plan and purpose for my life. And, you know, that moment really caused me to go into an emotional rut where I was really depressed. I cried and I cried and I was like, God, what was this? It was an experience. It was like an experience where I felt as if I was overlooked. And you know what?
Yeah.
As a result of that, I lay there, and the Lord began to show me. He says, listen to me. This happened to you because I want you to create a network or an organization that supports women in business.
Yes.
And this is how Kingdom Women in Business was birthed in 2008. And I said, you know what? I don't want what happened to me to happen to another woman. So I need to create an organization where we understand that it doesn't matter what your denomination is. If you are focused on building the kingdom of God, I have created a support network where we are going to empower each other. We're going to network in business, and you won't worry about whether or not one person has to say over your success, because there will be so many opportunities for you to network all around that business will continuously and consistently flow to you. That is the gist of it. The point that I'm making to that woman out there that may be feeling bound, that may feel stuck, stagnated, and frustrated, is that whatever you experience, whatever you're going through, know that God himself allowed that to happen to you because he's trying to get something to you or cause something to move away from you. And
yeah.
God is positioning you now. You are at a point where you're at a crossroads, and you have to ask God, did this happen to me because you want me to move forward at a different level? There is something major that you want me to do. There is a lesson. And if I didn't have this experience, if I didn't have the exposure, I would not be able to release the impartation. Or is it something that you are trying to teach me so that I can become more wise about the decisions that I make, about the things that I do? And so what has to happen is you have to have a mindset shift. And the mindset shift is, I'm going to take this obstacle and turn it into an opportunity and allow the Lord to use it in a way that's going to bring glory to him once again.
Amen. Oh, girl, you are on fire tonight. Miss Melissa Hall is bringing us her powerful insight on wealth, building wealth, being a kingdom-minded woman in business and ministry and so much more. And ladies, she did not allow that church hurt that we often talk about in secret, or when you want to have a coaching session with me to talk about, well, I've been hurt in this arena, and I don't know what to do. And I've always told you, continue to move forward. Don't allow that to hinder you, like she said, because if you do, then you block the movement of God, and he cannot do what he needs to do in your life. So I'm prophetically saying to you, ladies, as Melissa is speaking through the Holy Spirit, to let you know that this is your season. This is your time to open up your mouth, open up your eyes, and listen. So I would like to take a moment for Melissa to give her contact information if someone on the line would like to be coached by Melissa. Melissa, please give us all of your important contact information so that the women can reach out to you if they need somebody like you in their lives.
Right. So my contact information, my telephone, my international number is 1-786-219-0472. I'll repeat that. The international line is 1-786-219-0472. I'm also on Facebook. You look up Melissa Hall, and that's Melissa with one S, M-E-L-I-S-A, Hall. And then you can also visit my website to find out more about the services that I offer. I have coaching programs and mentorship programs. And, of course, there are other information that you want to learn about all the things that I do. You can go to my website, and my website information is www.melissa, that's M-E-L-I-S-A, Hall, H-A-L-L, online.com. So that's Melissa with one S, one L, M-E-L-I-S-A, Hall, online.com. MelissaHallOnline.com is where you can also find me. My email address is wealthcoach with the number 4, women@gmail.com. That's wealthcoach, the number 4, women@gmail.com.
Amen. Thank you so much, Melissa, for that pertinent information. You've given us some wonderful appetizers. You've given us something to drink from the cup of knowledge. So now let's kind of launch into the meat of this call, where I would like for you to share with the women your new business, something that you share with me that you're launching, because I'm really excited about what I saw. And we want the women to know if they are the type of woman that is interested in being a part of this, please share with us what you're launching right now or are about to launch.
Right. So I'm getting ready to launch my Millionaires Mentorship Program. And during that mentorship program, it's for 12 months. I believe, you know, that you need a mentor. I mean, you need a coach, but you also need a mentor. The reason why a mentor is important is because you need somebody who has been able to walk a journey, achieve certain things that you aspire to do, and also to share certain types of wisdom or insight that you need to achieve your goals and your visions in your life, all of your dreams, everything that you want to do. And so I created this mentorship program. I did a pilot of it last year with a few young women, and the results were amazing. And the Lord admonished me to open it up to other women who would be interested in mentoring with me and saying to them that you can have it all. You can have success on the outside, success on the inside, happiness inside out, wealth inside out, if possible. And to show them how to live a life without limits, restrictions, and so that they can begin to use their power to get wealth and to begin to live the kind of life that God created for them, the life that they desire and they know that they deserve. And so once a month, you know, on this mentorship program, I will be talking about specific areas. I mean, they could vary from vision, from branding, from goal setting, from creating wealth, you know, strategies. There's so much things to talk about. There's so much that I have learned. There's so much that I've been exposed to that I want to share. I am full. I am pregnant with information and want to be able to release an impartation via the mentorship. And in this mentorship program, there will be a private access group where I would be available for specific hours during a time to answer questions to help you move forward. Minister, you declared earlier that this is a year of movement.
Yes.
So I believe that a part of my assignment is to help people to get further faster, faster. And so basically, during that private access group, you're going to be able to ask me questions. I'm going to open you up to a resource of network, some network contacts that I have that you can use to help you get what it is that you truly, truly want in this life. And so this is something that I'm really excited about. I'm really excited about because one of the things I always want to make sure that women are productive and they get results. Long gone are the days where you invest your money and you get no results. No. Zig Ziglar said you can have everything in life. You can help as much people get what they want. And that's what I live by. I want to help as many women get what they want. And so that is what I'm launching in the next few days. And so all of the information about it is on my website. And I invite women who are listening to the show to go in and read about it and really think about the future, what your life is going to look like for the next 5 to 10 years and how you're going to get there. We're all busy. We have so much to do. So sometimes you just need a little helping hand to help you get moving.
Yes, I agree, Melissa, and I'm just so excited for you and what God is doing for you in your business, in your ministry. And there are so many. My key thing is that I try with all of my heart and soul on a daily basis to empower our younger women, because our younger women are so full of vision and they have so many gifts, but no one's taking the time to cultivate those gifts, to nourish those gifts, if you will, or even or the word I should be using is nurture those gifts, to bring them into fruition. And so I'm always pushing them to another level, like a young lady that will be on the show in a few months. She's really excited, and she has a gift through poetry, through spoken word. And so she would be a key candidate for something like this, because she's trying to build her wealth. She's trying to build her platform for what she does. And see, God is pleased with you and what you're doing, because he knows that you are in divine alignment with his word, and that his word will not come back to you void. And as you continue to strive for even more excellence by teaching women how to build wealth, I truly believe that your network of women and your program, your coaching, your mentoring program, is just going to be so huge and so big in the kingdom, because the Father has need of your expertise. Now, what I wanted to ask you, kind of on a funny personal note, I know you have a husband, I know you have children. How in the world do you find balance in everything that you do? What are some of the things that keep you rooted and grounded so that you can service the women of God that God has called you to?
Well, that's a really good question. So many people ask me that, you know. And so I believe in blending. I use the word blending. And so I believe that, you know, the family structure is foundational. My family is very important to me. And so they are very involved with everything that I do. And
yes.
So for us, it's about prioritizing. And so, you know, we have a family night. Like every Friday night is family night. So unless I have some kind of engagement, you know, Friday night is family night. Of course, on Sundays, that's another time we use opportunity to really get together. I have a 6-year-old daughter, Minister.
Wow.
And 6-year-old daughter. My daughter is on the honor roll. She's been an honor roll student, and she's consistently doing well. I come home in the evenings. I sit down. I do homework with her. I study with her. My son, one of my sons is 21, and the other is 14. And so I spend time with them on special occasions. We make sure to celebrate one another for birthdays.
Yeah.
We have traditions. Things that we do to acknowledge and celebrate one another. And we just try to stay as close-knit as we can. You know,
yeah.
It really does help that my husband, you know, he is a minister. He operates in the prophetic. And it's important to know that you have to, the Bible talks about being not unequally yoked. And for me, the fact that my husband understands my assignment, this is so important.
Oh, my goodness.
If and you saw my husband, he was there with me in Atlanta.
Yes.
You remember?
Yes. Yes.
Ground with me, and he supports me, he endorses what I do, and he pushes me. It's like, you know, whatever I'm getting ready to do, I have to bounce out off for him. And so it's not like we have some kind of segregation of what we do in our assignments. I'm very involved in what he's doing, and he's very involved in what I'm doing. And so it's important to nurture that kind of relationship. And there comes a point in the time where you say, look here, at the end of the day, this is the important. And you know, one of the things I said, and I said, you know, God, help me. I really want you to help me, because I really want to be able to demonstrate to women that it is possible for you to be powerful with
right.
your level of humility and still have a good family setup, you know. And so I always purpose in my heart. And, I you know, I'm not saying to you that there are times when we go through challenges, but if I keep that as my focus and as my goal, that, hey, listen, you are the model. God is expecting you to be the model of what it means to have a good family life and also be successful in the eyes of the people, and also operate in a level of power, but also with a level of humility. And so I'm you know, I believe in submitting, you know, I'm honoring my husband and honoring God in the process. And
yeah.
And I also have, I do have, Minister Roxanne, I do have, like, you know, I have a nanny who helps out.
Amen.
You know, if you really study the virtuous woman, she had maid servants. Okay?
Yes.
Had maid servants. And so she was able to do a lot of what she did because she had a good support system. And so this is how I'm able to accomplish a lot of the stuff that I do, because I have a really good support system that keeps me grounded and that keeps me going.
And I'm glad that you were transparent enough to share that, Melissa, because that is so very key in the kingdom, because I know myself, mistakes that I made along my journey on being unfocused on the things of God that were really supposed to be put into perspective. But once I learned those key principles, that's when I began to understand that, you know what, I can still be a wife and a mom and a mentor and a coach and all these other things that God has called me to do, an international speaker, if you will. Lord, I can do all things through you, Philippians 4:13, because I cannot do it on my own strength. I have to rely on you. So, again, Melissa, you are a woman who is already recognized internationally. When you walk into a room, your presence, there's an aura on you that says, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And it's not a religious cliche. You are simply saying that I have been groomed by the King. I have mastered and continue to master those gifts that God has put inside of me. And so I'm now transferring those gifts to you, my sister, to use them for God's glory. Be who you are. Don't try to be Melissa. Don't try to be Roxanne. Don't try to be Dr. Cindy Trimmer or whoever the women that we look at in awe, like, wow, how did they get there? Because I truly believe, Melissa, that we can both agree that there's a sacrifice and there's a cost involved in what we do. And we can no longer be silent and make women believe that, oh, you see the glory of what we're doing, but we don't want to tell the story. We have to be real enough to let them know, if you want to do this and you know God is calling you to a higher place in him, oh, I feel the Holy Ghost flowing
now.
And if you want to get to that place of wealth and affirm who you are, you have to be willing to do everything that God says, and it has to be in alignment with his word. You cannot divert from it. You cannot distract from it. You cannot etch him out. He has to be in the midst of it all. And I know that it must be a beautiful thing to have your husband support you. I saw it with my own eyes, and I was like, that's what women need to see. He is here supporting his wife, his boo, his queen, because he knows this is what she is built to do. This is what God has called her to do. So with these last few minutes, and we're just going to flow until the Holy Spirit says stop, I just want you to affirm some things on tonight about what you're doing, what God is telling you to say to the women tonight, because this is not about Roxanne. This is about the kingdom. It's about his women, his daughters, and his sons, and the women that he has called us to, Melissa. So I want you to speak with authority and just say the things that God is telling you to say. And when he tells you to stop, we'll stop in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. The first thing I want to say to women out there, kingdom women, is that we have to be prepared to count the cost and pay the price. When we think about counting the cost, the Bible talks about what man goes to build a house or build a tower and does not count the cost. There is a cost that is involved with you reaching your destiny. There is a process. Many times we think that there is a way to achieve a level of greatness without going through a process. But I want you to know that there is a process. And because you don't see the process on your kingdom sister, you don't know what you had to go through, does not mean that the process has been eliminated. You have to understand that there is a price to be paid. Jesus Christ paid the price for us on Calvary.
Yeah.
He made a sacrifice so that he can have eternity and he can save the whole world. The price that he paid was the cross on Calvary. The question that I put to you, what price are you prepared to pay? What are you prepared to go through? What are you prepared to take a stand for? What are you prepared to walk away from? What are you prepared to do? Are you prepared to wake up in the morning and seek the face of God? Are you prepared to lose a couple hours sleep because you want to be in the presence of the Lord to receive the impartation, to receive the downloading? What are you prepared to do? Are you prepared to stay and study the Word of God? Are you prepared to share the Word of God? Are you prepared to educate yourself? Are you prepared to be empowered by others? Are you prepared to be submissive? Are you prepared to be open? Are you willing to receive what God has in store for you? You have to understand that whatever is stopping you, whatever you feel is blocking you, that you put the power to lift that hindrance and move it by the power of Jesus Christ. And I'm saying to you that there are no limitations, there are no restrictions, there are no boundaries as to where you can go, what you can do, or who you can become. God has already endowed you with power. He's endowed you with dunamis power. He's endowed you with exuding of power. There is miraculous power operating on the inside of you, and that there is the power for you to use your anointing, your gifting to begin to generate and to begin to cause results and activity to happen for you in your life. But God is saying tonight, God is saying on this 27th day, what are you prepared to do? Are you getting ready to stand up? Are you prepared to sacrifice? Are you prepared to pray more? Are you prepared to fast more? Are you prepared to give more? Are you prepared to sow more? Are you prepared to be obedient? Are you prepared to live in alignment with his divine purpose and will so that you can reach your destiny? What are you prepared to do? There are many major people all around the world. We see that there are many heroes. We see that there are many wealthy people. But if not one of them, they had a journey to pursue, but they did not give up. And I'm hearing now by way of the Spirit, the Lord said, this is not the time to quit. This is not the time to give up. But this is now the time for you to press forward, because God is getting ready to release a divine acceleration. And things that you thought would take years to happen, if you begin to obey the voice of the Lord, as you begin to follow his instructions, in Joshua chapter 1, the Lord God said you got to be bold. He said you got to be courageous. And he said that he will give you good success. But he said you have to do these things, but you got to be prepared to do it. The Lord is saying we have to have a made-up mind. We said that our mind must be stayed on him. We have to be focused. We know that the enemy will try to distract us. He will try to destroy us. He will try to deter us. He will try to oppress us. He will try to force depression to fall on us. But we have to learn how to fight. Fight with all the might of God. We have to know how to call on the name of God. We have to know how to plead the blood of Jesus. We have to know how to learn how to warfare in the realm of the Spirit. And know that whatever God has predestined for you, that you got to fight for it. You got to fight for it. There are going to be some times when you get weary. There are going to be some times when you get discouraged. But look in the Word of God, because the Word of God is the best empowerment tool you will ever find. You got to know that you are more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ. And you got to know that there's more with you than it is with them. And God is saying, greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. And if greater is he who is in you than he that is in this world, that means that God has already assigned you to do great exploits. And so the Lord is saying that, are you ready? Are you ready to do great exploits? Are you ready to launch out into the deep? Are you ready to follow my instructions? change when you position yourself, when you get ready, when you commit, when you discipline yourself, when you understand who you are and whose you are, when you learn how to live in accordance with the standards and the principles that God has already predestined in His Word, God is saying, then I will pour you out blessings that you will not have enough to receive. He is saying tonight, when you begin to walk in purpose, when you begin to unlock the potential that is on the inside of you, every gifting that is on the inside of you, and I'm decreeing and declaring that even now, that they are being activated, it is being awakened, that visions now are coming to pass, that everything that you have written down, it's about to come to pass speedily and suddenly. And the Lord is saying even now, kingdom women, it is time for you to arise. It is time for you to take authority. It is time for you to take your position. It is time for you to lift up your head. And the Lord is saying that you have to be confident in Him and knowing that He who began a good work, He is faithful to complete it. And know that you can do all things. I didn't say some things. I didn't say a little thing. I said all things. That you know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And when you are down and out in the area of your finances, I want to remind you about the widow in 2 Kings. That the Lord called the prophet. There shall be a word that will be released to you by way of a prophet that will give you instructions. Tonight you would have received instructions. And you have to learn how to follow those instructions. So if you want to get out of debt, the Lord is saying, follow the instructions. Follow the instructions. And the prophet gave instructions to this woman, whereby the creditors had come to take off everything that she had, including her son. But by way of obedience, she had to take a moment. He said, what do you have? What do you have? What do you have in your house? And she said, I have only but a jar of oil. So what does that means that there is something that each and every one of us have. There is something that you have in your possession. And the Lord said, follow the instructions. And she was obedient to the prophet. She was obedient to the voice of God. Hallelujah. And as a result of this, she had to go to her neighbors and borrow a few vessels. Now, let me tell you something. There is something very important and very significant about this. How can you go to your neighbor? How can you call on your sister if you are hating on your sister? If you are at odds with your sister, who are you going to turn to? And this is why we in the kingdom have to begin to build up networks. We have to begin to strategize. We must come together in unity. We must come and form a divine alignment and divine reinforcement so that when we begin to partner with one another, there will become a time. You don't know when your time will come, but you can call on your sister. And as a result of her obedience and her relationship with the people in her neighborhood, she benefited. She could have gone to them and said, I need to borrow a jar. And as a result of that, when she was able to get those jars and she began to follow the instructions, therefore we saw a multiplication came. And the multiplication caused her to get out of debt. And so, therefore, my kingdom women and business and sisters and kingdom girls, whoever you are, ambassadors and agents of change, women of influence, women of dominion, women of excellence, women of destiny, whatever category you may find yourself in, the word of the Lord is tonight, you have to make a decision, because your decisions will determine your destiny. You have to decide that you are going to be wealthy. You have to decide that you are going to walk in purpose. You have to make a decision that you are not going to give in. And when you make this decision tonight, then God will begin, hallelujah, to cause you to shift and walk in another realm and walk in another dimension. And I hear right now that there shall be a supernatural release by way of the Spirit. Many of us will not yes. doors are going to be opened, how the gates of access are going to be released to you, so that your name shall be made great in the earth. But hear the voice of the Lord. The voice of the Lord says that even now that I'm requiring a sacrifice.
Yes.
After this time, how far and how much you are prepared to sacrifice and pay the price that goes along with the blessing. I can tell you that there's a price that I paid. And when you have to pay the price, hallelujah, can be painful. The journey can be lonely. Hallelujah, you may feel rejected. You may get hurt and you may get overlooked. But know that at the end of the tunnel, that there is a light, that there is a grace, that there is another level, that there is an anointing that God is releasing for you.
Yes, there is.
Stirring up your gift.
Amen.
Even now.
Yes.
And so even as we conclude, hallelujah, this session on how we are God's ideal women. It's not just Melissa. It's not just Minister Roxanne. I'm talking to you, my sister. You. God is expecting you to let your power shine. He said, yes. We are light. We are the light of this world.
Yes.
And so God is expecting you to let your power shine.
Yes.
Let your power shine and begin to move forward. And the steps of the Lord are ordered by the Lord. And so, my sisters, launch out into the deep. I implore you, make the move. Step out in faith. Believe God and trust Him. This is our year of elevation.
This
is our year of acceleration. This is our year of movement. This is our year of divine manifestation. Enemies and the Egyptians that you see today, hallelujah, you will see no more. But honey, get ready, because God is getting ready to do something major, to do something miraculous in your life if you will study His word and follow His principles. And begin to sow seeds, invest in yourself, pay your tithes, pray, read, and you shall succeed. 2016 has your name on it. Hold on to this message tonight. 2016 is going to be a sweet 16, a sweet 16. It has your name on it, and so be encouraged, be empowered, hallelujah, by way of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. Wow and wow. What a persuasive, inspiring, illuminating, and greatly needed message for the women of this world, the women who are kingdom-minded, who desire to be kingdom-minded. Melissa Hall has spoken. Melissa Hall is a phenomenal wealth coach, entrepreneur. She has so many things, and she has just poured into us tonight. God has dropped so many magnificent nuggets into her spirit, and I just want to cover some key points, ladies, so you can write them down, where she said, prepare to count the cost. Are you willing to pay the cost? There is a cost involved, and there is a process, and it's time for us to wake up and seek the Lord for our purpose. Educate yourself, be prepared, be willing, and more importantly, remove every hindrance and every boundary out of the way. You can do it, ladies. I'm counting on you. Please reach out to Melissa. If you need a coach like Melissa, reach out to her. She gave you her information on how to get in touch with her. If you're looking to be coached by myself or Melissa, you know how to reach us. But more importantly, we want to leave you with this awesome thought by Apostle Paul that says, we can change the way we think. Whatever things are true, noble, just, pure, lovely, are of good report. If there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, think on these things. You can become a woman of wealth. And we thank Melissa Hall with her Kingdom Women in Business Ministry, her business. Please go take a look at her Facebook page, her website, because we know that God is moving in her and through her. And I know that she's filled up tonight, and she's probably exalted in the spirit, but at the same time, exuberant, because she spoke the word that God had told her to speak. I thank you, Miss Melissa Hall, from the bottom of my heart for your words of wisdom and wealth tonight. You were an awesome guest, and we would like to invite you back on the show sometime this year to give us part two of what God dropped into your spirit to speak about. Please continue to support the network, the broadcast, Kingdom Empowerment Incorporated. Like us on Facebook, KEI Radio. Tell your friends and spread the word about Mrs. Melissa Hall, the wealth coach, because she has affirmed on tonight what we are called to do. I thank you, and I wish everyone a wonderful and prosperous night. Until we meet again next week, be blessed. And thank you, Melissa, from the bottom of my heart. This is Minister Roxanne Brown Robinson of the Kingdom Girls Show. Good night, and be blessed.
Amen.
Good night, my dear.
Good night.